Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That's a magic number. Three. It is. It's the magic number.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time for another Pick 3. We've asked Chris Richards, pop music critic for The Washington Post, to join us with three tracks that he's loving right now. Chris, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So start us off with Speedy Ortiz. Who is this band?
Yeah, well, they're a band from Western Massachusetts, and, you know, there are a lot of indie rock bands reviving the sounds of the 90s right now, but I particularly love these guys because it seems like their album isn't skewing 90s so much as zeroing in on the summer of 1995, you know? That was the summer when Helium and Hazel and Polvo and Pavement were all making these really impressive albums with really captivating guitar language, and I think Speedy Ortiz has definitely learned how to speak that language. But the thing that kind of keeps this music from just feeling like revivalism is frontwoman Sadie Dupuy, and I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right, Sadie. If not, I apologize. I find this person to be a very intriguing singer and lyricist. She has these narratives that are pretty fragmented, but they still have so much personality to them. So, you know, what you have is a band really delivering something deeply familiar to people who turned 16 years old in the summer of 1995. Cough, cough. But there's still enough charisma. There's still enough charisma and spark there that really makes you wonder, you know, what this band's going to do next and kind of keep you on board for the whole record. So
the album's called Major Arcana.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
By the band Speedy Ortiz. Here's a track called Pioneer Spine. Ortiz is the name of the band out of Western Massachusetts, and the first of our pick three from Chris Richards of The Washington Post. Boy, you weren't kidding when you name-checked bands like Helium and Pavement. Chris, I mean, that sounded like a long-lost Pavement track until the singer came in, and then, you know, sort of reminds me of Mary Timoney from Helium, who's now touring with Wild Flag. So not just revivalism, but definitely looking back to the mid-90s.
I would agree with that fully. But they really have it down. They have some chops. There's just something to this album. I think when you immerse yourself in it from head to toe, you can really hear that they kind of have their own poise to them. And that's what makes me wonder what's the next chapter for them. It's that kind of album.
All right. Now, for something completely different, number two on your pick three takes us to Ethiopia, sort of.
It does. This is from an album called Hailu Mergia and His Classical Instrument. It's by a keyboardist named Hailu Mergia, who actually lives here in the Washington, D.C. area, where he is 67 years old and drives a cab at Dulles Airport. this is an album that was released in Ethiopia on cassette in 1985. It was recently reissued by the label Awesome Tapes from Africa, which I should disclose is run by a friend of mine named Brian Shimkovitz. Mm-hmm. But here's the story. In the 70s in Addis Ababa, Mergia was a keyboard player for this legendary group called Wallias Band, and they were just one of the hottest groups on the scene, doing this thing where they're blending American soul and funk music with traditional Ethiopian rhythms and melodies, right?
Right.
And we now kind of call this Ethio jazz. So Wallias Band, they were great. They were ruling it. But in 1981, they actually moved to Washington, D.C. for a residency. And it was like a place where they would sort of build their headquarters and they could do some touring throughout the U.S. And then the band eventually broke up. Some of the members went back to Ethiopia. But Mergia stayed here in D.C. So in 1985, he wanted to he started playing the accordion again. It was one of the first instruments he learned how to play, and he wanted to just go to a studio and record some accordion lines for himself, just for his own like listening pleasure, right? So he goes into the studio, and it's a real kind of low-budget affair, but the guy has a couple synthesizers there, a DX7, and I think it was a Rhodes, and you know, Merge is like, hey, can I play these? So he starts combining the accordion sounds with these synthesizer sounds, and he ended up making this album like almost entirely improvised in the studio over the course of 3 days. And the music sort of resulted in this thing that simultaneously pointed towards Ethiopia's musical past and its future, the accordion being a traditional instrument used in so much traditional Ethiopian song.
Haile Mergia, Ethiopian keyboardist and accordion player Amru Demku, from his album Haile Mergia and His Classical Instrument. It's a great title, Chris.
It really is. And the best part too is you hear these like sort of 80s retro futuristic synthesizers and you think this is classical. So I just love that, the blurring of time here. It really feels like something kind of classic to me.
Chris Richards, the pop music critic for the Washington Post, joining us with his pick three albums that he's loving right now. So we had a little indie rock from Massachusetts, a little Ethiopop or Ethio-jazz from there in D.C. What's next?
Let's talk about Versace, the rap single that seems to be spreading across the universe. I think if you're a rapper, you have to remix it. It's become some kind of psychic law spreading across the land. This is a viral rap song by the Atlanta trio Migos. It has since been remixed by everyone. There's versions from Shauna, Meek Mill, Game, Drake, whose remix kind of kickstarted it and got it a little more widespread attention. Just recently, Frank Ocean, I guess he allegedly tried to do a remix of it but lost his voice, so he just posted the lyrics on his Tumblr. It's that level. Vibe Magazine just had a blog post on Friday. I think it was something like, "The Final Word, the best and worst Versace remixes." And I just have to blow the whistle on that. There's no final word here. This is going to be a song that I think is going to be remixed throughout the summer to the end of eternity, and I'm very excited about that. One of my favorites of all of these remixes is from Chicago, which has a really vibrant rap scene right now. If you want to read about it, there's a great blog called Fake Shore Drive that's just documenting all this fascinating stuff in Chicago. I actually have a story in Tuesday's Washington Post about this kind of hip-hop. But my favorite in that batch is from a rapper named Tink. I think she really balances like playfulness and attitude so well, and I think that's kind of like this great balancing act that so many hip-hop artists need to like learn how to negotiate in an interesting way, and she's doing it here on her remix of Versace. I'm paving the way for these artists. I might as well spit with a shovel. And I'm getting money, ain't worried about nothing, so get the way on. I'm black and I'm young, so they follow the kid like my name was Trayvon. Yeah, I saw the case and I have to admit I was shocked by the verdict. Brings a man to Chicago and that'll be one missing person. Miss me with all of the gossip because people just love to assume. I know she messing with him. They know that I rap, but when I started singing, they all got in tune. Razzed and Shronic, I wasn't nobody and now I'm a star. Wow. Not selling chocolate, but you want the verse, gotta pay for these bars. Had this a kettle, I deserve a medal or some type of trophy. Yeah. Put my feet up cause my life is so sweet that I feel like I'm coming back. I get red bottoms, but you ain't got a car yet.
Well, that is Tink and a remix of the Migos song Versace, which, as Chris Richards was telling us, has been remixed literally dozens, possibly hundreds of times at this point, Chris?
And counting. I think it's just something that's so fun to say. I've been trying to get down to the essence of this, but I think it's just fun to say Versace, 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 you know?
Well, now
I'm rapping on Soundcheck and no one can stop me. You know, I just did it there. So,
She references Trayvon Martin in her...
She does.
I mean,
she does. That's the other fascinating thing about this is I think it's like it's provided this kind of open field, and to see how many different artists have different readings of what kind of ideas they're going to put over this beat, that's fascinating to me. I think every rapper should do a remix. If you haven't done one yet, please do one, Hip Hop Universe.
All right. Chris Richards is pop music critic for The Washington Post. That's a pretty eclectic pick three you've put together for us here. Speedy Ortiz, rock band from Massachusetts. Hailu Mergia, the Ethiopian keyboard player, Tink's remix of the hip-hop track Versace. Chris, thanks very much.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks.
There's more new music on our website. Head over to soundcheck.org for an exclusive album stream from Rabbit Rabbit, the duo that features violinist Carla Kilstedt and multi-instrumentalist Matthias Bossi. You might have heard them performing yesterday on the show. Now you can listen to their entire new album, Rabbit Rabbit Radio, Volume 1. It's this week's Check Ahead.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. I think I see a man about a dog. Maybe I'll buy myself an island. The waves are washing over me. Darling, can you dump the ashtray? Lately, seems that's all I get. Running through a plate glass window, 'cause you're my favorite obstacle.